You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Students in Bangladesh have been protesting against the reinstatement of the quota allocation for government jobs. These quota allocations are for relatives of veterans from the country's war of independence from Pakistan. The protests began when students at Dhaka University peacefully held placards and flags against the quota allocation, but escalated after they were violently attacked by individuals associated with the ruling political party and police. Since then, 200,000 people have been killed and another 10,000 detained. The protests have now turned into students and other people protesting against the ongoing killings, arrests, attacks and disappearances. I spoke to Faisal Mia from the Bangladesh Skilled Migrants Association of New Zealand about these protests. What are the current protests happening in Bangladesh?
The current protest in Bangladesh began after the High Court reinstated the quota system for the government jobs. This system was allocated 30% of the job to freedom fighters and their descendants, 10% for women, and 10% to the district quotas, and 5% for the ethnic minorities, and 1% for the disabled persons. And the remaining 44% was for merit-based candidates. So in 2018, Prime Minister was abolished the quota system when was first protest started. The student demanding for logical change to make the system fair.
And what is the role of students in these protests?
The student is the heart of the protest. You know, they have started the protest. They are the ones leading the demand for change to the quota system. They are very clever, you know, and they have organized leading groups. So they organized leading groups. So if the first group get caught by police or been picked up, so second group can come forward. So now second group leading the protest. Many student groups have organized rallies and demonstrations to voice their concerns here.
How have Bangladeshi rights been impacted by the responses to the protests?
The protests had a big impact to the people's rights in Bangladesh. The government crackdown has too many arrested and a lot of violences. Authorized are checking mobile phones and asking households if they have any students. There is also an internet blackout, which is cut off the country from the rest of the world. This has impact not only the protesters, but also the government sectors, as they can't communicate with buyers, you know. And nearly around 14 million Bangladeshi expatriates are also unable to communicate, and they are now withholding remittances.
Is there any signs of the protests ending?
As of now, there is no clear sign that protests are ending. It's slowly just increasing. That's because the Bangladesh Supreme Court, they reformed quota system. So now they are going to somewhere else. It's getting something else involved now, you know, because of so many people have been killed for last few weeks. So they want justice for them. They want those who have been picked up. They want to them, and some of the ministers have been involved. So they want them to resign from their post.
And what are the other key things people outside of Bangladesh should know about what's happening right now?
At the moment, it's very limited access, you know, because when I was trying to call my parents, I couldn't get contact, you know. It's just broken sound from the other end. Couldn't talk properly. So it's a lot of misinformation also on social media as well, because everyone taking the chance, you know, as well as government, as well as opposition, you know, everyone trying to take the advantage. But there is more than 200 people dead, you know, on this protest. So we couldn't, really honestly, we couldn't get any proper news of what's going on because army is still on the street, yes. And I condemn all violence and express my deepest respect, sympathy and prayers for those who have lost their lives and been injured and affected, you know. So I urge everyone to calm down and proper justice for those victims. Yeah, and I stand firmly with all the general students.
That was Fisayol Mia from the Bangladesh Skilled Migrants Association of New Zealand on the current student-led protests in Bangladesh.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.